Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Psachim mit Perig Azayin, der Mishnah Ches, Nitma Shalem, the entire Karban Pesach, Ayrubay, or most of it, the greater part of it, became Tamei. So the din is that a Karban that became Tamei has to be burnt. Where does he burn it? Sarfenaisa, he burns it, Lifnei Habira, Meyatzei HaMadach, Lifnei Habira means, says the Batanura, the Beisei Migdash. Batanura is passing like one Mad Yomer in the Gemara, that holds Bira as the entire complex of the Beis HaMikdash. Why are we making him come to the Beis HaMikdash to burn it? And the answer is, to embarrass him. Why are you burning your carbon? Oh, it became Tomei. It's really his fault that it became Tomei. We assume it was his negligence. If somebody is careful, the carbon doesn't become Tomei. In this way, he's going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But even though we're being strict with him, and we're saying he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash, on the other hand, there's somewhat of a kula over here. We're also saying Me'atzei HaMaracha, he can take the wood that was prepared for the Mizbeach. Why are we allowing him to take the wood that was prepared for the Mizbeach? Let him pay for his own wood. And the answer is, says the Batanura, we don't want to embarrass someone who doesn't have money for wood. As a matter of fact, we're so concerned for this that we say, even if a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and they say, okay, here's the wood for the Mizbeach, you can use it to burn your carbon. He says, no, I'll pay for it, I'll bring my own wood. We don't let him. Because you're going to use your own wood. Somebody else would like to use his own wood, but he doesn't have enough money for it. He's going to be embarrassed. Therefore, you also have to use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. What's interesting here is, on the one hand, we're bedavka bringing him to the Beis HaMikdash to embarrass him. So he should learn his lesson to make sure his carbon doesn't become tameh. And right there and then, almost in the same breath, we're saying, no, but use the wood of the Mizbeach, wood that was prepared for the Mizbeach, and we have to figure out what the heter is. The Mefarshim will explain what the heter is, but we worked out a heter. You should use the wood of the Mizbeach, not to embarrass someone who doesn't have enough money for wood. So do we want to embarrass him or we don't want to embarrass him? And the answer is, this is precisely the point. These words, Sarfenaisi Lefnei Abirim Me'atzei HaMerachah, speak volumes. They're telling us the Chazal did not take embarrassing someone lightly. There is a time that's necessary. It's for his good, he should be embarrassed, to prevent this from happening again. But lest we think, chas v'shalom, that somehow we take embarrassing someone publicly lightly. So right there and then, in the same sentence, it says, in the Beis HaMikdash, embarrass him, me'atzei HaMerachah. But he has to take from the wood of the Mizbeach to make sure no one is embarrassed. If they don't have enough money for their own wood. If we have to embarrass him, we'll embarrass him. But we don't want you to think, chas v'shalom, that this is done without kovid rush, and it could be done even one mashu more than is necessary, because we're willing to turn over the whole wood prepared for the Mizbeach. And that was no simple thing, the wood for the Mizbeach. There was a whole yomtiv on Chamisha Sabav, and they no longer had to go out and prepare the wood for the Mizbeach. It took a lot of time, it was a tremendous avoida, and we're willing to give it up, not to embarrass him. This is to teach us. Where we have to, we'll teach him the lesson. But chas v'shalom, no one's allowed to take matters into his own hands when it comes to embarrassing someone else. And chas v'shalom, we will not embarrass an innocent person who doesn't have money to pay for the wood, whatever the cost is. Vaitris like the Mishnah, nitma mi'ute, let's say only a small part of the carbon became tamei, v'ha-noiser. Noiser means a carbon after the deadline. In this case, we're talking about the noiser of the carbon Pesach. So the din is, we don't have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. But Sarfenoisai, they would burn it, Bechatzri Sein, in their courtyards, Ayal Gagai Sein, or on their rooftops, Me'atzei Atzman. And when they did it in the courtyards, or on the rooftops, they did it with their own wood. Writers of the Mishnah Haid Saikonin, Saikonin are misers. These misers, they say, we don't care if we're going to get embarrassed. Sarfenois Lefnei Abira. They go to the Beis HaMikdash to burn this carbon. Only a mute of the carbon became tummy, or it's nicer. There's no din, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But we gain something. If we come to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have to use our own wood. We can use the wood prepared for the Mizbeach. B'shvil lehanis, they want to have hana, me'atzei hamaracha. You see how some people are? They are such misers, they don't mind getting embarrassed. So let everyone see. It'll be cheaper, we'll do it that way. What does the term Saikonin mean? So it means a miser. What's the shayish of the word? So the Yerushalmi says it comes from the word tzak, to scream. People shout at them, what's with you? You have no dignity? For a little money, you'll sell everything? So forget. You want to be a miser? Well, let everyone know you're a miser. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't even use your own wood if you wanted to. L'maisa, what's the heter? Bishleim, in the previous case, was not to embarrass someone. The man has no choice. He has to come to the Beis HaMikdash to burn the carbon, because the whole carbon, or most of the carbon, became tummy. But in this case, if he's allowed to burn it in his own courtyard from his own wood, and he decides to come to the Beis HaMikdash, what's the heter to let him use the precious wood prepared for the Mizbeach? And the answer is, we're scared that he's such a miser. He's going to use his own wood. He won't burn it enough. There are going to be portions of the carbon that won't be burnt, and it could lead to a miksha. So therefore, okay, you don't want to use your own wood? Come, use the wood of the Mizbeach, but make sure that the mitzvah is performed properly. Okay, quickly chazering over. So what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned, if the entire carbon, or even most of the carbon, became tamei, so we punish this person. In a way, we want him to be embarrassed, to make sure it doesn't happen again. And he has to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only can he, but he must take the wood from the wood prepared for the Mizbeach, because we don't want to embarrass someone who doesn't have his own wood. If a smaller part of the carbon became tamei, or nicer, the leftover after the deadline, then they would burn it in their courtyards or on their rooftops from their own wood. If somebody is mamish a miser, he would come to the Beis HaMikdash to use the wood prepared for the Mizbeach.